Hello, everybody, and welcome to Get It Moving Monday with Anna and Max on Universal Energy Radio. Hey, Max.
Hey, Anna. How are you doing this week?
Oh, I'm a little discombobulated, I think. I think it's just been an unusual month. So Mondays at 7 is usually kind of interesting for me, doing shows, I guess, because usually we do them like early in the morning, and so you know, we're in the middle of all this stuff. It's like, oh, wait, don't you have a show at 7? It's like, oh, my gosh. So I do apologize for
Well, you know, maybe we should – yeah, it's your turn. Last week it was my turn to be really late. But, you know, maybe we should talk about this for a minute. And before we get started on that, because we do tend to get a little off topic sometimes. Matter of fact, we're more off topic than we are on topic half the time.
Yes.
But back to my original point, this is Get It Moving Mondays. I am Maxwell Ivey. Most people know me as Max, the blind blogger, or Mr. Midway. I'm a former carnival owner, totally blind. Went from being a failed carnival owner to an amusement equipment broker to an inspirational, motivational life coach, author, and speaker. I'm now a twice self-published author of 2 books, both of them motivational in nature. There is Leading You Out of the Darkness into the Light, A Blind Man's Inspirational Guide to Success, and It's Not the Cookie, It's the Bag, both of which are available on Amazon or from my website, theblindblogger.net. And now I'm going to let Anna introduce herself. And between us, we cover a lot of territory. Whether we should or not, we're there.
Thanks, Max. I'm Anna Bangulin. I am an entrepreneur of over 30 years as well, and also as a designer and a print. I've been in the print promotions, marketing, and advertising business for the past 30 years, primarily designing and printing custom apparel, T-shirts, and things like that, decoration. I moved into the coaching arena back in 2012, because a lot of my clients would come to me with, I have this idea and I want to move forward, but I'm scared. And so it was about moving them forward. And also some things happened in my life personally. My mom passed away, and I stayed in depression for about 18 months and decided it's time to get out of that. From that came a lot of things. The saying, bless the mess, comes to mind as I'm saying that, and that's what all of this is about. I, too, am about helping others, myself and others, uplift your spirit, keep it going, keep it moving, keep it light, have fun, be creative, and that's what I'm about. So between the two of us, like you said, Max, we do cover a lot of ground. We've got a lot of experience going on, and we're just here to assist. And from when we do that, when we help other people, I believe that we truly help ourselves. So it's how can we be of service? If you're interested, you know, certainly call in at 718-664-9124. Push 1 on there. That'll raise your hand. That'll get you on the air with us. And you can share. You can ask questions. You probably could teach us something. You never know in the conversation. So that is where we're at, and this was just something that Max and I, you know, we were going to do this once a month, and we're starting to try to do it weekly. I think I'm going to have to set myself a big old alarm clock that says, go in and get on the computer. But
caller?
We do have a caller. We have someone raising their hand.
Oh, cool. Let's see who we got, because I was actually going to talk about changing the time slot.
Okay, bring it on.
Okay.
Hello.
Go ahead.
This is a Skype caller. Welcome to Get It Moving Monday.
Hello, it's Yvonne. I'm Max's
Hello, Yvonne.
Friend.
Hi, Yvonne.
I called in
Yvonne.
To support Max.
Well,
awesome.
Thank you so much, Yvonne. Yeah. Yvonne is a member of my group coaching community, and we call ourselves Big dreams start with small steps. We have a Facebook group, and we have a weekly call on Friday afternoon where we do kind of like what we're doing here, except it's a private call instead of being broadcast to however many people are listening. So I really appreciate Yvonne coming on, because this is just another time where she has supported me, because, you know, she came into this group when, you know, not a lot of people were wanting to take advantage of it. She's been a great contributor. And she has a coaching website called FreshOutlookCoach.com. And she helps people who are newly disabled. So.
Yes, and I just now decided that I'm going to, instead of just newly disabled, I'm going to help empower disabled people. I just emailed Max about it earlier today.
Oh, excellent.
Well, I
was reading an email and it just came to me.
So what does that look like to enable?
I'm not really positive yet.
Sounds fantastic.
It's about 2 hours old.
Ah, one of our hosts, our co-hosts that we
have
on the show.
Well, sometimes it's easy.
On the LA Blend, hired
actors. It just felt very, I mean, there are so many disabled people that feel, they put off this vibe of, oh, poor me. And, you know, I want to give them, you know, a sense of you don't have to be, oh, poor me. You have the power to do whatever you want to do. You just have to go out and do it. That's what I want the empowerment thing to look like. I don't care if they've been disabled for a week or for a decade or for their whole life. Because when I first went blind, people kept saying, oh, isn't it great you can tie your shoes or feed yourself? And it's like, well, what am I supposed to do? You know, sit on the sofa or sit in the corner and pick my nose all day? See, this is why Max and I get along. We have the same view.
As we've talked about with Law of Attraction before, you generally attract people who who fit into the way you are. And as you've known me for a while now, and I'm not the kind of person who is going to just accept things the way they are. I'm going to try to find something I can do about it. So I don't think either of us should be surprised that Yvonne is my friend in my community. You know, at least I'm not surprised.
Well, we pull from our experiences, right? Our experiences and I think a lot of people don't know what people with disabilities have to go through out in the world. And they think in their head, oh, if you're blind or if you're deaf or maybe you can't walk, they're basically saying, you know, you're stuck. But, I know you, Max, you've found so many ways to do so many different things. And it's incredible, and actually opened my eyes to, for example, when we're doing web design or something like that. It's like, how can we do this so that it makes it easier for you to get on there and actually be able to look at a website, you know, so to speak. So I think it's more about awareness of anything.
Exactly.
And I think it's... Yeah, and so when I'm aware that by doing certain little things on a website that I can assist, you know, Max, and even going, hey, Max, go take a look at that website and, you know, tell me what you think. And it's amazing to have that awareness now of, you know, what is all this stuff? You know, why should I write extra descriptions and captions and things like that in the back end of the website? Well, now I know. You know, why should I color this a certain way Why should I create a logo in a certain color? Because there's some, you know, some people don't see a certain color. So some people see things a certain way. Or, you know, it was fascinating to be able to become aware of those just little things that I could do to be of service and help people, you know?
Yeah, and with me, I was sighted. I mean, I only lost my sight when I was 40. So,
right. For
me, I've been on both sides of the coin, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing the little things can make such a big difference.
Right.
And I can see, you know, now I'm like, well, why didn't they just do that when they put it up or designed it? I mean, it would have been so easy. And, but then I think, you know, when I was sighted, would have I thought of that?
Right.
Yeah, probably not.
No.
I should mention that Yvonne lost her vision more recently and actually dealt with computers prior to losing her vision. Me, I have never used a computer with sight. So that makes a difference in our opinion. And the other thing I was going to mention is, you know, there are people who feel trapped, and it's not a physical disability. It's mental or emotional or things their family members have put in their heads over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Very true.
And
that's very true.
Most of us have at least one issue where we pretty much feel stuck some of the time, but we have to get over those feelings and do something about it, take some sort of action. And sometimes that starts with talking about it. Sometimes it starts with finding somebody who has a similar situation who can help you understand it better or help you come up with better solutions. So, and that's what the show is about. That's what my community is about. And that's, I'm glad to hear that by doing all the things I do online, it does open other people's eyes and it does give people more motivation. So thanks for sharing that with me, Anna, because even if I knew it, it's always nice to hear it.
Yeah. Well, I thought it fascinating. I think I told you I went to WordCamp. Because we use WordPress to design our website. And it was actually a workshop, which I found very fascinating. And I'm glad they had it up there.
Yeah, I went to a WordPress meetup one time, and the WordPress people are so very interested and accommodating.
Mm-hmm.
To blind, you know, the blind community and screen
mm-hmm.
readers. I was just so taken back and so thrilled. It was, I was very, very happy with that.
Yeah, yep. They had
and
an actual...
Thing... One thing the blind community will tell people that are in business is their percentage of population. We may not be a large buying community, but we're a very loyal community. So anybody that goes out of their way to make things easier for us, we're going to remember that, and they're going to either get our money if they haven't already, or they're going to keep getting it if they were somebody we were already doing business with. So. There's a big loyalty factor among people with disabilities, and that's something that you isn't as easy to measure, but it has value, and I wish more business owners realized it. I've noticed more and more people in the online world realize the value than people offline, but the truth is that the internet makes it so much easier for people like me to get out in the world that is online to the point where the online business owners probably have more interaction with the blind, with people in wheelchairs, with people with other disabilities than the brick and mortar business operators ever do. And that's probably the main reason why there is so much more support for us in the online world as opposed to the real world.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting, as I think about my years in business, and you know, who am I? Who are some of the folks that I'm working with? And you know, are we? Were we even? I mean, accommodated in the usual way? I mean, even recently, we had an incident at our studio where we just moved our studio, and we were told by the folks coming in after, you know, we were going to get our license and all that stuff, that we had to, you know, do all these things in our studio for people with disabilities. Now, you know, that's more people with moving disabilities or, motor disabilities, you would call it that. And so we all looked at each other and we're like, well, you know, none of us are disabled. Like, we don't need a wheelchair ramp, and we don't. But it was required that we do all this, and we do have this roll-up door. And it's like, well, we can. So we were talking about all these things, but we ended up, you know, building a ramp, and we ended up, you know, blowing out one of the bathrooms and doing all these things. And it's like, you know, and I appreciate it, and I'm looking at this, and it's like, you know, it is true. It's like we are not thinking about those things. We're not thinking now. I'm not blind, but I'm really, if I don't have glasses on, I'm really majorly visually impaired. I mean, I can't drive without them, you know? So, you know, I think about that, and there's some days when that I walk around like that. I walk around with, you know, I call it an impressionistic painting for me, because everything's a blur, you know? So, I'm like, and I'm like, you know, and sometimes I don't want to see what's clearly out in front of my face, you know? But, you know, at least for me, that's a choice. And now just being able to communicate with folks with disabilities and be able to understand where they're coming from, I think it's great. I think, again, back to the awareness. And I think that's the key. Like, you were talking about the WordPress meetup and stuff like that and how accommodating they're being. And I was very excited about it when I went to WordCamp and realizing they have an entire group of people totally devoted to making websites accessible. And I thought that was so very cool.
And the thing that's really impressive about WordPress, if you think about it from this perspective, is when WordPress comes out with a new update, you don't have a lag in accessibility with the update. Now, the update may crash your site, as you well know. But
yep,
but whatever the most current version of WordPress is, they will not. You hardly ever find an accessibility bug in the new version that wasn't there in the previous version. It's not like with a lot of software, where if they update the iOS software on my Apple, and Apple is a pretty good example because the operating system and the screen reader are built into the same package, so it's not you don't have third parties involved. It's all Apple product. Yet when they come out with a new version of their operating system, it'll be several months, if not a year, before they fix all the stuff they broke in the screen reader. That's just the way it is with new version. You know, and when a website, Facebook or LinkedIn or one of those decides to make an update, sometimes the tricks that you used to use to navigate their site don't work anymore. So a lot of times when you get a new version of a software you've been using, like if you get a new version of Skype, for example, Skype's a good example because in the last couple of years, they've had several new versions that when the new version came out for a while, you couldn't use them at all with Skype. So that's one of the really impressive things about WordPress. As big and complex and complicated as their product is, you never see them have new accessibility errors with a new version. At least I've never seen it. With every new version, the screen reader access gets better every time. And that's I think they're probably the only company I can say that about.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and there was a gentleman at the meetup that he said if I ever had any problems with Jetpack, because I use the Jetpack plugin all the time, to let him know, and he gave me his card.
Yeah.
And I was just, like, so impressed with that. I was like, yay.
Well,
like, I'm not going to go back because, like, that were, I mean, those people were, like, so above my head. It was just not even funny. But I found them, you know, very nice and very helpful. But, you know. I'm not that techie. I'm you know. I'm at beginner level, and they were at very advanced levels.
You can check and see. Sometimes the groups are split, and they'll have a beginner's meetup, and then they'll have a what they call the developers meetup. So I know that's what happens here with us. Like, they'll alternate, or they'll have the beginner's meetup starting at, you know, the first meetup, and then after that they'll do a developer's meetup. So,
Not in Lancaster.
Too, because,
yeah, Lancaster, they have one. They're smart, very smart people.
Yeah.
And my friend won't take me again.
What did you do? No.
We were lost. You know, I mean, she has no clue. She has less of a clue than I do, so. You know, like, at least I had a clue what they were talking about, a little bit of a clue what they were talking about. She had absolutely nothing. So. It's all right.
Yeah, we often go, and a lot of times the, We'll hit because they're not in close to our area, and we'll go over and we'll kind of hit the developers part of it. We'll do some of the beginning of it, and then we'll hit the developers part. The fortunate thing for us is that because of things that have been happening, and I told Max, like, our sites got hacked. Our server got hacked, actually, about 3 weeks ago, and so we've been trying to clean all of that up and clean up websites and you know, reinstall, put them on a new server, reinstall sites, fix the sites that didn't have backup. Actually, I was pretty much completely building a couple of new websites today, just trying to get my, even though, you know, I'm working with these clients, and they're so funny because we offer them maintenance packages, but they don't really take them. But then when the site goes down, they're screaming. It's like, we're going as fast as we can to put up over 30 sites, you know. So that's I've been kind of crazy the past couple of weeks dealing with that.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, we ended up pretty much just just getting rid of the old server and you know, going to a new hosting company. So we're taking, issue. What's that, Max?
I said, who are y'all with now? Because if y'all moved that many sites over to the new server, it would might be a good idea for me to keep their name in the back of my mind.
Yeah, it's we're actually, again, if you let me know if you want to switch, because I've got an affiliate link.
okay.
But, we're with SiteGround now. And SiteGround.
I haven't heard of that one.
Yeah, they're a fairly new company. We met them at WordCamp. They were great. We talked to them. We had several of our friends that switched over to them. But one of the things that we're doing to protect the sites is, first of all, when you do this, a lot of this hosting that's out there now, you're doing shared hosting, so you're on with other folks. And we had our sites all on together, so we're splitting them up so that if one gets hit. That's the unique thing about SiteGround, is if they find an issue with one of your sites, they'll actually isolate your site, and they will actually walk you through cleaning it up and taking care of it, which the other hosting service, who shall not be named, basically pushed us over to a third party to say, you know, you have to call them to get your sites cleaned. And there's several of them were already backed up, because a lot of them are our sites. So that was fine. We just reinstalled, and the other ones actually were not that complicated. So it's interesting, the people. It was all about how the people were interacting with us and how smoothly we could move things over. And that's been with SiteGround. I mean, we jump on the phone. We're not having to wait long periods of time. We can do chat. We can do emails. They've been wonderful, and they've answered our questions. We told them what was going on, and they said, well, let us know if we can help you. And they've just, they were really, they're really nice. And so what we've done is we've kind of divided up the sites, because some of my clients have, you know, one of them had 12, he had 12 different domains we were hosting. I'm like, dude, we need to clean
wow.
this up. This is a good time. This is a good time for us to clean up. It was like, it's time to clean up, clean out stuff, and actually, because we do educate people. Like, we help people build. If they want to build their site, and we can guide them, we do that. And a lot of them say, you know, can you just install WordPress and put, you know, I do a rough outline. Like, you know, what do you want? Here we go. I'll set up your menu for you. And then you're basically going in and building your pages. And put, you know, I'll put up, if you have all your graphics, put them up. If you need graphics, I can do that for you. So there's different degrees of people that we're working with. And I think it's because it's all about information. Again, back to awareness, about education and helping people. And I'm not the techie one. My partner's the techie one. And so it's been a little bit frustrating for me, because there's some people that I work with directly that I hold their hand when we're working through design stuff or working through some marketing stuff or whatever it is that we're doing. And yet now, you know, oh, my website's broken. What do I do? So that's been the thing for me, is just being patient with myself, you know.
Yep, I remember the days back when I started my first website, and my brother Michael built the original site, and about 6 months after he built it, he got a high-paying job and was no longer available to help me update the site, so I basically had to learn HTML and self-defense, and I openly admit that my first site was not physically pretty, but it did work, and I was able to sell rides with it. But it wasn't. Did I ever send you the picture, the screen capture of my old site?
No, you
have
said
I ever sent that
to
you?
Didn't.
I need to send that to you, because it's, well, I mean, when you look at this, you're going to go, Max, please don't tell anybody I knew about you having this site. It's that bad. I mean, you wouldn't.
Guys, it's
somebody,
been great, but I really do have to go.
Well,
right,
thanks.
Yvonne,
it was great. It was great having you, Yvonne, and good luck figuring out exactly what being a disability empowerment person is. And as with most things, it's easier to come up with what you're doing than what you call yourself. So I think you're pretty close.
Yeah. All right. I will talk to you on Friday, Max.
All right. I'll talk to you Friday. Have a good week.
All right. Thanks. You too.
Bye, Yvonne.
Bye.
I told somebody the other day that it was cool having somebody call in, even if it was somebody I know who was calling in because I asked them to. So, well, sometimes that's the only way you can get them to call in. As you know, you've been doing a show a long time. You know where I'm at. I mean,
Oh, yeah.
But I told somebody the other day that my first site was so bright that Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder could argue over it. I sent them the image that they wrote back. Yeah, I could see them arguing over this. Like, okay. I was just joking. I didn't know it was really that bad. But yeah, it was pretty awful. But, you know, for somebody working their way through the W3C school and figuring out how to do homepage and links and embed images and, bulleted list and basically just the next thing, that try it and see if it turned out like it was supposed to, and then try to, when it didn't, try to figure out why. So I do love WordPress because it is so much easier and so much more reliable. And
yeah.
I no longer have those hours that I lost when I was trying to figure out which comma, slash, or less than or greater than I forgot somewhere.
Yeah, I never wrote any code. Yeah.
Oh, you didn't? You lucky person. You blessed individual.
Even when I did HTML sites, I used a software called NetObject. It was called NetObject, and it was geared towards more people who would use programs like, you know, the designer, the like layout programs for brochures and stuff like that. So So it's called NetObject Fusion, and I used that for a number of years. We had somebody that we worked with that actually built sites, but when we started doing our own, we wanted to tinker with design, so we bought that program and we used it for years, and it worked out pretty well. Actually, I realized that I actually had a couple of clients that still had those types of sites up that we hadn't really done anything with. I'm like, I've got to refresh these sites because they're, I don't even know if they were mobile friendly or not. I think they were, actually, because I pulled them up on the internet, which was surprising for me. But I think that was one of the reasons some stuff happened was some of the sites were just ancient, you know. They were just ancient sites. So,
I wish I could have used a visual editor, as they, I think that's what they usually called those programs, but that just wasn't my option. So I ended up writing literally thousands, if not millions, of lines of code. I could have created Jurassic World by the time I was through coding my website. When I finally got it through my thick head that I didn't have to do all the hard work, that I could move to WordPress, and they got me over the fear of moving to WordPress. I actually started playing around with a test area on my cPanel for WordPress, and I'm like, I really should go and just slap myself a few hundred times for not doing this sooner, because it is so much easier. But by the time I switched over to WordPress, I probably, like I say, I probably could have created Jurassic World. You know, that guy in the first movie, he's talking about how many lines of code he had to write, and I'm thinking, I don't know, I think I'd give him a run for his money.
Truly, I think the big thing now with WordPress is because the software is developed and out there, I think a lot of people, you know, unfortunately figure out vulnerabilities in it, and that's what's really happening now. I know the last update, but the one before that, there were some major issues going on, and then we finally got through and updated to the very last one. And it's working, fortunately working fine now. So,
that's the downside to popularity. Once more and more people, a higher percentage of the market is using something, then the bad guys out there will go and target it. You know, just like for a long time, Apple was considered safe from viruses and malware. But then so many people started moving to Apple that it's now got to the point where I don't know an Apple user who doesn't have some sort of antivirus software on their computers now. And when I got my first Apple, you didn't have to have antivirus software. As a matter of fact, I went into the Apple store back then and tried to buy it, and they wouldn't sell it to me.
Yeah.
They said there was no reason to have it, so there was no reason for them to want me to buy it from them. And, you know, for a vendor not to want to sell you something shows you how confident they must have been. But now it's changed, and now we've got movie studios like Sony getting hacked. So anybody's vulnerable if somebody decides they want them bad enough. I heard over the weekend that some of the ISIS sites were hacked, and they were now headed to gay adult websites. ISIS supposedly has problems with gay and lesbians. So over the weekend, their sites were all sent to sites for gay and lesbians.
I think there's probably a lot of hackers out there that are just kind of like, it's just funny, let's just do it. I know the last incident was a couple of days ago on a couple of the sites that we haven't quite moved yet. We were in the process of moving them. And when I went to the sites to look at them, this thing came up and it said, you've been hacked. But it said, you know, we're doing this just to show you how vulnerable your websites are, and all you've got to do is remove this page and everything will go back to normal. And so it's one of these, like, we're here not to do you harm, but we're here to just show you how vulnerable you are. But here's the deal. It's like everything out there, there's going to be somebody who's going to mess around with it. I mean, there's nothing, not that, I don't want to say, things aren't truly safe. But even, I know, probably in the past month, I've probably gotten two things from potential like Home Depot and things like that. I don't know if I should say their name, but, you know, we say, you know, you used your card here, it might be compromised because somebody hacked our system. And it's like, you know, then next thing you know, your bank is sending you new debit cards because, you know, you used your card at a certain store and they got hacked, you know, so it's kind of one of those things that now it's like, okay, how secure can I make a site so this doesn't happen again, you know?
Yeah, and really all you can do is back the site up, have the site owner or yourself visit it on a regular basis so that you know when it has been hacked. You don't have to have somebody else tell you that it's been hacked. Like last winter, I mistakenly did not renew something on one of my websites, and the Midway Marketplace went down for a while. And some guy, a guy that I've been trying to sell a stage for a while, it's a stage in Florida, it's a beautiful trailer, it needs a new home. He sent the police to my house. He called them up, he said, hey, my friend Max in Houston, he isn't answering his voicemail. Turns out I had changed phones at the time, too. So he's not answering his phone, he's not returning voicemail, he's not returning his email, and his website's down. And I know that if his website's down, there must be something really wrong with him. And the sheriff's deputies came to my house and asked me about it, and I said that I'm just fine, there's no problem, but I will call him right now and reassure him. And it turned out when I posted that on Facebook about that happening, two other people said, you know, Max, we were worried about you too. We were just about to call you ourselves and send somebody looking for you. So I thought that was really cool that, you know, anybody in my business would actually miss me to the point of sending the sheriff deputies had been trying to call me and email me and stuff. So, but yeah, that's all you really can do is check your site on a regular basis and back up your work. Because sooner or later, we're all going to get hacked by somebody, whether it's somebody trying to get the financial reward or somebody making a political statement or somebody you may have just wronged in a shopping line somewhere. You really don't know what might make a person want to hack your website. And, you know, unless you have some really, really good security on your website, there's a lot of stuff people can find out about hacking a site on the Internet. You hack your site, so that's the best thing you can do is back up your work. Before I forget about it, I'm going to ask you: would doing this thing in the late morning or early afternoon be easier for you? Because we haven't built this thing to the point yet where changing the time would kill us. It isn't like we have thousands or millions of listeners who would get pissed off if we move from 7 p.m. to 2 p.m. or to noon Eastern. So, since you're doing the heavy lifting, you tell me.
usually my Mondays are design and pre-press, and so this has been unusual because I've been working from my house. I haven't been going up to my studio because I've been doing more design work and trying to get these websites back online. So that was the thing about today. I was kind of in la-la land. I went and got something to eat, and I've been working on the websites quite a bit. And I literally laid down to take a nap, and I fell asleep. My partner came up and woke me up and said, don't you have a show at 7? And I'm like, yes. And she's like, it's after 7. And I was like, crap. I just grabbed my phone and computer and ran upstairs. And that's when I saw your message, and I texted you and said, I'm dialing in right now. I apologize. So, yes, I fell asleep. I was like, that's the tough part about working from home for me is you get so comfortable. And we've been working, like I said, I was up pretty early this morning, probably before 6 o'clock. And then we were working on the sites and running, you know, we had to run a few errands and do some things. But that was it. I mean, there was no excuse whatsoever except that I fell asleep.
So, well, I just wanted to ask you, and you know, if it would be easier on you to do it at a different time, we can do it at a different time. But if this is good for you, then we'll continue to go with this, and we'll get better next week, as I always say.
Yeah, I think it just depends. Like if you've got if we do it in the, you know, it depends on who you're aiming for.
I think, to listen in. And also, one of the things that I'd probably like to suggest is, you know, at some point we can bring on some guests or pick a topic of interest each week that we thoroughly discuss. Like, actually, I think next week I wanted to talk about security with website. You know, we're talking about it now, but more in depth about some things that we are doing and that people, you know, if you're new to doing a WordPress site, and I'm specifically focusing on WordPress because that's what we use, then these are some things that you can do, some plugins and some software that you can use to automate things like backing up your site and putting security on your site and things like that. And there's some things that you can change. Now, the deal is with all of these things is that you can't set it and forget it, which I think that was one of my big things is, you know, we were updating our sites and stuff, but again, a lot of folks out there who were working with us, you know, they said, well, okay, now you've built the site, we're going to take the site, and that's it. But then when the site goes down, they're questioning us, and we're like, we didn't do anything with it. This is, you know, this is what happens. People hack sites. So we've, you know, that was the explanation. We had to really explain it to people because people didn't understand that we weren't responsible for the website. They needed to back their site up. Because you're ultimately responsible. Just because someone builds you a site, unless you specifically ask them about backup or to explain it to you or something. And this is something, again, I think, you know, a lot of this happens so that we could learn. I always like to look at what is the lesson in this, or what's the gift in it? Because I've got to find the gift in it, because it's really not a great experience. You know, I can laugh at it and say, you know, I'm doing the best I can. And some of the people that, you know, I've got people messaging me going, hey, what's the scoop? But it's like, you know, there is a hierarchy to things and how we're working on them. And as we get them done, we're checking them off. But I think people really need to understand that ultimately you are responsible, unless you're paying someone else to be responsible for it. You're responsible for maintaining and backing up your site. And fortunately, like I said, go ahead.
And even if you are paying somebody for the site, if you're serious about your business, you're still going to be monitoring the site, and you're still going to want to check up on
right.
them and make sure that they are meeting whatever agreement it was you made with them as far as
right.
updating the site. So
right. Like we've purchased products to back sites up automatically and to secure them, run scans and things like that. Now, we've done that. Now, some of the folks we're working with are in agreement, and so we purchase it for them, and then they handle it. And there's some sites that we'll actually, from now on, we've decided that we're going to back up. We will put this backup software on everybody's site, whether they're paying us or not. But if your site goes down and we're hosting you, you have to pay us to put your site back up. So, you know, it's like, because we are paying for the service, and we are paying for it already. So, and that this way, we don't have to rebuild your site for you, and you will get the freshest backup possible. So, you know, again, this is stuff that we've learned, and I think this learning curve has been amazing and in an exhausting but good way. And numerology-wise, I'm in a 3-year, so I'm in a creative year, so I'm okay redoing sites, because as I'm redoing them, I'm actually refreshing them, so that's really good. And, you know, but it's all about having fun with it. So, you know, it's like, here I am, you know, trying to do these sites up, but it's like, oh, I could probably change the banner in this, or I could change this graphic or something like that. I mean, I do things to clean it up or make it look different, you know, so they have a new look or something like that. So, I mean, that's been fun. It's been good to do it, and everybody's been pretty patient. You know, some of the folks I've had a couple people that are calling and texting me, but other than that, most everybody else has been real, real calm about it, and, you know, they understand after we explain it to them.
That's the problem, is a lot of times it's things that weren't explained in the beginning that end up being the problems at the end, which is why I found that the best way to avoid misunderstandings with either of my businesses is to be really clear about the important stuff up front, even if it feels to me sometimes like I'm being a little anal. Just sometimes I even think to myself, you know, you're making that particular point too strong, but then you remember some of your previous experiences with other clients in similar situations, and you're like, well, I don't think I can make that point too strong. You know, some things you just have to make sure you get them clear up front. And it sounds like y'all are having to do that because people probably didn't listen to you too clearly when you were setting up the sites in the beginning and didn't pay attention to the point where we can deliver the site for this fee, but then the site's yours unless you pay us additional fees to maintain and back it up and recover
right.
should something happen to it. So,
yeah.
And that's
well,
one
we
of
offer...
the problems with people is you know, when you start talking about – I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry. But when you follow discussions online of people talking about hiring a webmaster, they're always about what will it cost to have the site built. Very seldom do you see people talking about what it will cost to have the site maintained and protected.
Right. And I was telling Stephanie, I said, I don't want this to look like a plot that we were, you know, trying to sell everybody a maintenance package, because we're not, because we can tell you what you need to go do, but most of the people won't do it. And that's been our big thing, because when we release the site, when we hand them over the keys and it goes live and we say, okay, it's yours. Now we offer, I think she has three different packages. Here you go. And I will tell you that several of them have said, you know, no, we're gonna try to handle it ourselves. And then these are the folks that are usually screaming the loudest, because they're like, wait a second. You know, we have this site now. It's down. What do we do? And so, you know, we have backed up some. Like, usually we'll, after we, you know, or before we hand over the keys, so to speak, we do back the site up. So we have a copy of it. But if they go in and make any changes, we don't have that because we're not maintaining it. And so that's been the big question with a couple of folks, because we'll back it up to our last version of what we had. And they're like, wait, it doesn't have the new changes, or it doesn't have the changes that we put on there. And it's like, well, we don't have that because we recommended that you have us back it up and maintain it, and you said no. So here, we have the email to prove that, so this is the situation. Yeah.
Okay, so next week we could have you go into more detail on some of the software and things people can use so they can avoid these problems and recover from more quickly if they do happen. That would be a good thing we could do next week. We'll have an actual topic. As far as having guests, I actually already asked one person. He hasn't said yes, and he probably won't. But you know me, I have trouble not asking people for stuff. So. So, the other day I was trying, I figured what the heck, I would see if Eric Wollinger would review my book, and his people said no, but I replied, okay, if he doesn't have time to review the book, will he come on my show and talk about his book? And so far they've told me no. So, but I know quite a few people from shows that I've done who want to do interviews, who have good stories, so I have no doubt we could get guests. But at this point, I was really trying to, you know, for a while there, we weren't sure we were going to do this more regularly. And now that we have decided we're going to do it, it's just taking a little while for us to get to everything
we
want to include.
Groove.
But yeah, right. Get into a groove. Exactly. So, but in general, 7 o'clock works for you.
Right now it does. I will see how things are working out, because if we wanted to do an earlier time, we could certainly do that. I just, when it happens to be in the middle of the day, I have a tendency to, when I get into a project, I generally am fully focused. So that's my biggest thing, is doing it during the day. Yeah, because I was doing my shows usually at 8:30 or 9 o'clock. Eastern time in the morning, and then we would do, I had a couple shows that we ran actually later than 7, because this is like supposed to be prime time on Blog Talk, so that's, you know, you get a lot of people who are going through and they're looking at the shows. It's like, what do I want to listen to, what do I what do I want to tune into? So that, you know, unless we write better copy or change it to something really crazy, change the title to something really crazy, you know, those are other things too, because what's going to pull people in? One of the things that people don't realize is that you can call in every week and you could be, you know, if we got, say, 4 to 6 people calling in regularly every week just for accountability, this would make an awesome show. Because it's like, well, first of all, it's accountability. So every week you can set a goal and you can move forward and you can check in. And I think that is a great, you know, a great tool to have. And to, but, you know, but then you tell people, well, it's going to be aired and people could possibly listen to it. You know, people are listening to you. So a lot of people are shy when it comes to that. Well, I don't know if I want to, you know, broadcast my dreams and my goals out into the world like that. And it's like, well, why not? You know, because that's the best way. Put it, give it to the universe, you know. Tell the world what you're going to do. Tell the world what you're going to do. So,
and if they feel uncomfortable about it, they're welcome to use a fake name and disguise their voice and buy one of the Chewbacca masks. And if they can find one in the store that will change their voice so that we don't know who the heck they are. We're not going to mention your name if you don't want to. You know, we would like to help you, and if we can help you anonymously, or you can be an example to others as far as coming on the show and making progress by having us help you with accountability. So it's all up to you. We do want to help you move forward, and we don't care if we get the credit or if we know who you are or if we ever find out who you are. Because one of the things I hear a lot is people will tell me, you know, Max, you really inspire us. You're really motivating. You know, if you can do it, why can't I? And I replied to a lot of these people, well, it'd be great to hear what I inspired you to do. And generally, I never hear back. And I'm like, and for a while, I was like, well, maybe they're just saying to be saying it. But then I started thinking, you know, it's probably one of those things that they've shared as much as they feel comfortable with, and they're going to keep at where they are on their particular journey at this point to themselves, which is perfectly fine. So, but I agree with you. If we could get 3 or 4 people or 5 or 6 who would call in on a regular basis, or even if we could get 5 or 6 people to call in once a month where they were on the same week every month, that would be a heck of a deal.
Right.
But I understand what you're saying about people being scared to share their goals and dreams. But, you know, me and you have both experienced a lot of times in our lives where it was only by telling people, or at least putting it out there as to what we wanted, that things actually happened. And it's all about putting it out there and being willing to say what it is that you want, what your goal or dream is. And that could be anything from saying it to yourself out loud, to writing it in a journal, to sending it in an email, to posting it on social media, or to coming on our show. As long as you let the world, the universe, your God know what it is you want and need, that's the big first step.
Right. Definitely the first step is letting source know. And then at the same time, move yourself towards it and not be in a mindset of I can't have it. And here's the deal. The caveat is you're going to – the journey generally is not a straight line. It zigzags. Things happen. Life goes on. You move, you ebb, you flow. And things – there are changes. You know, things happen in your life. Like, part of me – it's like I was moving towards this goal of, oh, I think I want to, you know, get out there and I want to speak in front of crowds, which I still would love to do, as you would too. At the same time, I know I want to travel with my family. So my goals shifted a little bit. Like, what's the key? The key is, you know, get the house paid off and get on the road. And something that's going to sustain us while we're on the road. That could be speaking. It could be web design. It could be digital marketing. It could be all these things. But what I've found is that my life isn't as complicated as it used to be, because I've let a lot of stuff go. And I think that was a big deal too, because when you get bogged down in all these, you know, my grandiose plans And then it's like, the grandiose plans really fit who I truly am? And so, you know, how can I do this in a way that helps other people, but I'm having fun, I'm still having fun in the process. And I can't really explain it, except I don't work as much. When I say work, I mean physically get in there. Like some people, you have a 9-to-5 job and you're working 40 hours a week and you're doing all this stuff. It's like, I used to work, you know, 60, 80 hours a week easily. And I don't do that anymore. It just doesn't. Even with all the crazy that's been going on with the websites and stuff, it just, I can't allow myself to be so immersed in something that I totally negate everything else around me, my family, my friends. And I'll be honest with you, since I hit my 3, I have been, like, I just did a spontaneous trip to go see my father, you know, literally 24 hours. And there, hung out with him, had dinner, had breakfast, and then turned around and came home. You know, so I'm doing a lot of little short runs. You know, friends call me up and say, hey, let's go have coffee. I'm going to go have coffee. But it's a lot of it's spontaneous. It's like, it's not planned. And I think that's been the really cool thing. The next couple of days, you know, again, working on the website and handling some projects, that's great. But I have no idea what is in store for, you know, the rest of the week. You know, so it's like, it's so different from who I usually am, because I'm usually pretty planned and I've got things in a row. But I'm winging it right now, and it's been fun. It's been a lot of fun. So,
yeah.
And I told you, Max, too, like, you know, you and I both were going over our, you know, woe is me kind of sagas, and I was like, yeah, I had a transmission blow out of the van, and I still have not gotten the car back, you know. And so, that's all part of maneuvering things in your life. Like, you know, but we have not been without vehicles to get us around. I mean, I still, you know, we still have another car, but at some point we actually had 2 extra cars in our driveway. So, I mean, that's manifesting. That's manifesting, you know, when people show up, you know, here's a car, use it. Or my dad's like, come and get one of his cars. Okay, great. And my friend said, hey, I've got points at Avis, I'll rent you a car. I feel really blessed to have all of that, to be able to, for people to say, yeah, here I am, I want to help you. And it's like, whoa, wait a second. It was pretty nice to be in that situation. And I kind of chuckled, because last week was also camp week for my kids. So we're driving, we have 2 kids going 2 different ways at 2 different times, dropping off and picking up. And so, and then you're out of car, and then you're, you know, so all the, it's life, it detours. And that's what I want people to really understand. It's going to detour, and it's okay. Be okay with it, you know? Because if you're not okay, you're going to get stuck. You got to be okay with where you are at this particular moment. And that's been my mantra for years now. I am where I am, and it's okay, you know? Because that's the stuff that'll get you through.
Well, I know for me personally, yes, I do want to go out and talk to people in person, but I recently realized that isn't going to happen anytime soon. And that wanting it to happen doesn't make it happen any faster, but it does distract me from doing what I can do. And basically, I can do a whole bunch of stuff to share my story and promote my business online. And that's actually been, you know, where people are starting to approach me to either show them how to do it or do it for them. So, you know, I'm actually starting to become this guy who knows all about getting people on podcasts and radio shows, YouTube channels, stuff like that. So, and I think that it's actually starting to work for me, kind of like what you were talking about with the printed work that you were doing, where while you were printing products for people, people were also asking you to solve some of their problems, or you were probably giving them potential solutions for some of their problems. So I'm noticing opportunities in the businesses of people that have asked me to help them promote their themselves on online, and so it's kind of becoming a reverse thing where if I told them I wanted to, them to hire me as a life coach to teach them about getting to their goal of their business or whatever that goal may be, to them about getting them on radio shows and podcasts, I get great response, and then I get an opportunity to talk to them about other subjects. So it's really weird how the universe works, but the point I was going to make is that I've realized that I need to focus more on the online stuff. So I had my nephew move a table into my room. I now have a place where I can sit where the light is centered on me and people can see me clearly on both sides. I don't have to worry about my posture as much. I've still got to worry because the chair I have isn't great, but you can't start with a $500 director's chair or something. You know, you start with the chair you have in the kitchen already and steal it. So, but I have a desk for the laptop. I've got good lighting in here now. I've got I'm still going to have to wear my headset, but when you use a computer with speech and you want to make sure there are no extraneous noises, you pretty much have to use the headset whether you want to or not. So I'm looking forward, now that I once again feel healthy, I'm looking forward to recording more videos and doing even more shows online and sharing my story more with people and inspiring and motivating them to take some sort of action. So that's where I've made a change. Instead of fighting against the thing that I wanted that isn't happening, I'm going to embrace the thing that is happening and see where it takes me. And in the last couple of weeks, I've been actually sending people direct messages or emails that I meet online, telling them about what I do as far as online media. And I'm getting probably a third of those people will write me back and go, well, that sounds interesting, or that sounds great, or how do you do it? What do you do, and what does it cost? And it's so, it's a lot of fun to send out the feelers, to put the word out there and have people be interested, as opposed to, you know, months of putting the word out there and having people not reply at all, or reply as if they didn't really understand what you were talking about. And I think I've told you before, sometimes I wonder if I won't end up being a better promoter of coaches than a coach. But I think that just assumes a too limited vision of what a coach is, because it is really starting to feel like these people come to me for the one thing, and once they get to know me, there's opportunities for so much more for both of us to learn and teach each other.
Yep. Max the promoter. Well, we've got about a minute, and then we are dropping off air, so I wanted to go ahead and give your website again. Max's website is theblindblogger.net, and again, he's doing all kinds of amazing things, from, of course, being here on the show, but obviously wrote two books and runs a couple of businesses, and so he is an inspiration for a lot of people. And so what's our last words here, Max, before we head off the air?
Find at least one thing to do today that you're not doing, and find at least one thing you're doing that you can stop doing, that between them will move you further towards your goal. And we will talk to you again next week.
Awesome. All right, Max, I appreciate the conversation, and we'll get together.
I appreciate
we'll confirm.
You too.
And again, next we are on the air 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central, and is it 3 Pacific? Am I right with the time schedule?
No, it's 4. 4 Pacific.
4. Okay.
4 Pacific.
You would know better than me. I'm always using that time calculator thing. Thanks everyone for tuning in. I'll shout out to my friend Lisa Brown Sugar Sheik, who was listening in. I was trying to get her on the air, but she's at a place where she could listen. So thanks for doing that. And Yvonne, who called in, appreciate that. And tell your friends. Tell your family. All right, Max, we'll talk to you soon.
All right, talk to you soon. Take care.
Bye.